conveyancing in Ireland is a key contributor to the Irish economy, and the current paper-based system of conveyancing has been in operation for centuries and has developed and evolved to meet the changing needs of society. And whilst it is a complex and can be slow, this is largely caused by the volume of legislative imposition on the process. Now, there is no evidence of general dissatisfaction with the delivery of the conveyancing services, or indeed public demand for an alternative to the current delivery channels, nor is there any business case for any such alternative. In fact, Indicon, who conducted the research, indicated that Ireland has a well-developed conveyancing market, which is served by a large number of solicitor practices, and there are high levels of overall satisfaction with conveyancing services among the consumer. Now, there is vigorous price competition within the sector, and quite rightly so, but there's no evidence been produced that the introduction of a new profession of conveyancer will have any effect on either the price or the quality of conveyancing services. In fact, it's more likely to have the adverse effect. Now, what I would also say is that the Law Society is actively driving a substantial reform agenda by the introduction of a system of e-conveyancing, which will streamline and expedite the conveyancing process, which will reduce costs, and which will enhance the experience of stakeholders. So in my view, any substantial change to the current model of delivery is entirely premature.
Although it is premature, in your view, do you feel that it is something that may be looked at down the line when maybe more is put in place to make it a more feasible outcome?
Well, insofar as the LSRA has identified that, you know, they have identified their priority issues, which is digitalisation, the conveyancing system, introducing enhanced transparency of requirements, etc. I think that it, as I said, it's premature, and I would be reluctant to comment beyond that, because clearly from what I see in front of me, and I've read the 126-page report this morning, it does require significant more investment before it could even be considered. You know, I would always welcome reform, and reform is necessary within society. But I think that within this conveyancing rule, I don't think the time is right yet.